It's time once again for Hawaii's premier automotive repair and maintenance call-in radio show, Automotive 101 with George Nita. If you have a question for George, call the Hawaiian Automotive 101 hotline at 296-5467. If you'd like to email your question to George or just listen to the show live on your computer, log on to our website at www.georgenitta.com. And now, here he is, the host of Hawaiian Automotive 101, former race car driver, master automotive technician, and famous for being the mothball mechanic, Mr. George Nita.
Aloha, and thanks for tuning in to Automotive 101, coming to you live from Honolulu, Hawaii, where we're also broadcasting live on the web. And I wonder, where's Tracy? Late as usual. But anyway, today I'd like to talk about your color of your oil. You need to check the oil, folks. If you don't know how, learn. Check the color of the oil. Gets dark or close to dark, change it. It doesn't matter what anybody said. If it's dark, change it. Okay? Use only 92-octane gas. The two brands I recommend is Tesoro or Shell. And the reason for that is, as most of you know, the state allowed the oil companies to lower the octane three numbers. So the 92 is actually 89, 89 is 86, 87 is 84. And if you read the manual, it says, do not run fuel below 87. Severe engine damage can occur. Okay? And for your BMW and Mercedes, use only good synthetic oil, like AMSOIL. Great oil. Try it. The AMSOIL Trans Oil is also great. Okay? So, there's a new law now. I don't think any of you know about it. Safety check. If you have expired safety check, do you know that the city can impound your vehicle on the spot? They should do it for DUI. DUI is even just as dangerous. Drunk drivers. Also, untaxed vehicle can be towed on the spot. And I think to bail it out is about $400. Okay? You need to check your oil once a week, at least, if not more, because you could have an oil leak, and that's common today, and your oil could be down to almost nothing. Remember the three functions of motor oil. Number one, cleaning. Number two, cooling. And number three, lubrication. So you need the full amount of oil. Okay? Give me a call at 296-5467. Well, there's one that walked in. There's one that just walked in. So where's Tracy? Well, anyway. You should wax your car to get better gas mileage if you drive over 55 miles an hour. If you're driving over 55 miles an hour, wind resistance play a big part in your fuel economy. Okay? Now, my advice for DUI thing, impound the vehicle is the best way. Then see how many people will chance driving under influence. Okay? So, Wanda, now that you're in, are you ready for a new trivia? No, not yet. Okay? Anyway, you're going to see more drunk driving because of the economy. The economy bad, people try to drink their memories away. They don't happen that way. Okay? So anyway, The other thing that's up that we're seeing is car theft. Auto theft is going up because, number one, people can't afford to pay for insurance, so they run around with no insurance. They get into a bang up and they don't have a car. They go have somebody steal one for them. All they have to do is look at your serial number, go to the dealer or a locksmith, and the guy will make a key for that car. Come back and steal the car, use their registration and license plate on the stolen car, and away they go. They got a nice new car for free. Well, the cost of the key. Okay? So, anyway, if you have any questions, give me a call at 296-5467. 5467. Okay? And it doesn't have to pertain to whatever we're talking about, but okay? So, anyway, the difference between light oil and thick oil. A lot of technicians or shops are saying that because you have high mileage, you should be running a thicker oil. It's not true. Okay, you should not have to deviate from the type or the weight of oil you're running. The lighter oil is always better. It protects better because it circulates faster. Now, potholes on Oahu. That's never going to go away. You think maybe the new mayor will take care of potholes? No, Chaz is shaking his head. No, he don't think so. Okay, so anyway, we have a whole bunch of new politicians coming in. Hopefully, they will change the economy and make it better. Hopefully. Okay? Now, parking on people's property. We're seeing a lot of this around, especially the Goodwill store on Kaumoli East Street. The people parking other people's parking lots and expect the property owner for that, the business owner for that property, to accept them parking there without even asking if they could park there. And what's happening with people today, folks? The old days, everybody used to ask, oh, you mind if I park here 5-10 minutes? Not today. Today they park without asking. And when you approach them and tell them, hey, you're parking on private property, they get all upset with you. Like it's their property. What's up with that? Anyway, give me a call at 296-5467. So, Wanda, are you ready?
Ready for?
The trivia. Let's get another 6-month trivia.
I'm looking for
one. Okay. Anyway, while she's looking, we might be next week, Saturday. Anyway, ethanol. There's a lot of misconception about ethanol. It's really sickening how people can't think about how is Brazil able to run 100% ethanol and Hawaii, no. The boater says eats the tanks. The small engine clinic says it eats up the rubber and stuff like that. How come people don't have common sense to go test it? If they cannot get their hands on ethanol, use vodka. Would vodka eat up the fuel tank, rubber hoses, and stuff like that? I don't think so. Because ethanol is just like vodka. Same thing. So, you know, people should have their facts before they condemn something. Okay, so anyway, are you ready with your trivia?
Okay. How many Burger King restaurants were on Oahu in 1984?
One. The prize has been donated by Crestec Cleaning Center. Crestec Cleaning Center has that fantastic cleaner. The best cleaner that's out there is called Degreaser 2000. It's a universal cleaner, excellent for cleaning garage floors, dirty clothes, walls, whatever. It is the best cleaner I have ever came across. You can even use it to clean your upholstery and your carpets in the car. Excellent. Best of all, it does not leave back a residue or a smell. There's no odor. Excellent. Best cleaner out there. Better than all the rest. Go try it. Degreaser 2000 from Crestec. Anyway, Billy sponsors the prizes for the trivia. And it's good prizes, folks. So this guess that you're going to make is just a number. No shame. Give her a guess. You want to repeat the trivia again?
How many Burger King restaurants were on Oahu in 1984?
Oh, I thought you said 85. Anyway, give us a call at 296-5467. Okay? Okay. So, anyway. Also, you should check your tire pressure. Tire pressure we recommend using is labeled on the side of your tire, small print, max air pressure. There's a few people that don't want to set it at that. It's fine. It's their tire. It's their gas mileage. But all of my cars run on max air pressure. Tires last longer. Gas lasts longer. Okay, so what would the cost of riding the rail be? Does anybody know? Can we afford the rail? We have bills to pay, like the H3 freeway is not being paid yet. Aloha Towers development, the convention center, and who knows what else. How can we be pushing for rail when we haven't paid other bills? Oh, I forgot to mention the sewer system. They have to fix the sewer system. How can we be buying or building a rail with all these bills all piling up? It's a no-brainer, folks. Whether it's going to be used or not, we gotta pay off the bills before we get into more debt. And who knows how much this rail is going to cost. Anyway, those that get to talk to these politicians running for office, try asking them, how do you plan to pay for all these bills? They're not going to tell you the truth. The truth is, we are in higher taxes. That's the only way they can do it. Okay, are we ready?
Okay, we have Ron from the North Shore.
Hi, Ron.
Hi, George. Thank you for your program. I had one probably repeat question, and that was on transmission oil, the synthetic. And how many miles could I expect on that?
On what brand?
Royal Purple.
Royal Purple, if you're running the regular Royal Purple, it's between 50 and 100, depending on how you drive and, you know, type of driving you do. I would recommend the AMSOIL.
Okay. And any better mileage or?
The AMSOIL, well, both of them will give you better mileage. But
life expectancy of the.
Oh, the AMSOIL is 100,000.
100,000, too.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah, I guess that's all I needed to know. It's hard to find that information out. They don't have it on the container, so.
Yeah, they don't. I did some testing on those oils, and I was running on Royal Purple.
Mm-hmm.
And the way I did testing was, you know, when the oil is cool on my truck, my pickup,
yes,
it shifts first to second real hard.
Uh-huh.
And then after I drive it for a while, it heats up. and I don't feel it. But then I changed over to the Royal Purple HF, which is their heavy duty one.
Mm-hmm.
And it did the exact same thing. When it got hot, it didn't shift as hard. So that means the transit is getting hot. The oil is getting hot.
Yes.
Okay. And I switched it over to AMSOIL. And the shift is the same whether it's when I first started up in the morning or I drive 5-10 miles, the same shift. So it means the trans is not getting hot.
Oh, that sounds good.
Yeah.
Next time. Well, we've got it in the car now, but keep that in mind next change, whenever
yeah.
that may be. The driving that I do would be about once a week on the freeway to the North Shore back, and that's about the extent of
mm-hmm.
it. Would that give it a longer life? You mentioned how you drive the car,
mm-hmm.
but...
Yeah, what I mean by that is if you carry like carpets or whatever you use with it, yeah, tow a vehicle, anything heavy duty.
Oh, I see. No, we don't do that. Just
okay.
Regular driving.
All right.
Thank you very much, George, for your program.
Thank you.
Bye.
Aloha. Okay, who's next?
We have Eddie from Pearl City.
Hey, Eddie.
Thank you, George, for taking my call. You know, I have two questions. Before, you used to recommend Royal Purple, and you know I have some more left. Can I use it before I switch over to?
Oh yeah.
Oh, no problem. Oh, yeah. Another question: I have a 04 Acura TL, and all of a sudden it started to be hard starting. I had to crank over several times before it would start.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think should be done?
When was your last tune-up?
Tune-up? Never get tune-up. Yet when it's 25,000 miles.
Oh, okay. What kind of gas are you using?
I use Shell Super.
Okay. From what station?
Down in Pearl City.
Okay. Have you tried switching to another station?
Yeah, I go to two stations.
Uh-huh.
And it just, you know, started all of a sudden. It used to start real good.
Is the car still under warranty?
I don't think so, Anthony. 7 years already.
Oh, okay. It sounds like your injector's getting dirty, you know.
And what can you do to clean that kind of
thing? Well, you can try the AMSOIL PI.
AMSOIL PI.
Yeah. Or you can try some ethanol.
Ethanol, that'll go your place then.
Mm-hmm.
Aside from that, it's not a matter of changing.
No. No. Either try that AMSOIL PI and see how that works.
Hey, AMSOIL, hard to find, eh?
I know.
Before, you used to recommend AMSOIL, and we used to go to a lady. Now, you know, you haven't recommended that for 10 years.
Try calling Crestec Cleaning Center.
Oh, Crestec. Oh, Billy.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you, George.
Okay. Aloha. Break time?
Break time. We'll be right back with George Nita on Automotive 101.
She's real fine, my 409. She's real fine, my 409.
Is your furry four-legged friend getting a bit too furry? Then call Fur Styling by Tammy. With 22 years of experience, Fur Styling by Tammy specializes in all types of dogs. Located on 8th Avenue in Kaimuki, Fur Styling by Tammy also features the latest in organic food, treats, and shampoos for your dog. Keep your dog healthy and looking good. Call Tammy at 732-5715. That's 732-5715.
Are you looking for a new car or a used car? I would recommend calling Maui Toyota. Everything can be done on the phone, folks. And they're the only independent Toyota dealership in the state of Hawaii. So you get better prices. You can call them direct at 537-4447. That's 537-4447. And everything is done on the phone, so you don't have to go there. You just call them and they set it all up. Talk to DJ or Damien Senior, either one. I highly recommend them. Give them a try. The best dealer in the state for Toyotas. 537 4447. Remember now, talk to DJ or Damien Sr.
Looking for a unique gift? Q-Cakes has a perfect solution. Our rich, decadent cupcake lollipops are sure to please. Or give that special someone a sweet treat with a uniquely decorated cupcakes. Made from scratch using all natural ingredients, Q-Cakes truly are too cute to eat and too delicious to just have one. Call us at 381-8881 or 282-4031. Or visit our website at qcakeshawaii.com.
Okay, we're back rolling again, and how's Rolling Bob?
Hey, George, Rolling Bob, how you doing today?
Okay.
How was the function last night?
Awesome.
I bet it was. You know, I was playing it first Friday. I would have came, but can only be in one place at a time, unfortunately.
Really?
Yeah, I was downtown. That's, you know, that's an amazing thing. They get a lot of people down there. First Friday, and they shut off, like, some of the streets down by Hotel and Bethel Street. And they just open up the stores, and like thousands of people just walk around. It's really nice. You should come down sometime.
Nah, the function was better.
Well, yeah, but they only have the function once a year.
Yeah.
Anyway, today, as you know, I'm always reading, and I came across something that just completely shocked me today. And as I drove in, I was looking. But I don't know if, did you hear the story about New York? They have to spend $27 million to replace all of their street signs.
Why?
Because in 2003, I have it in front of me, folks, so don't call me and say I'm making stuff up. Go do your research. 2003, the federal government adopted a new street sign standard, what they call this new lettering, and the way that it reflects. It's supposed to make it easier for people to see the sign and read the sign, and it makes it safer. And the whole country has until 2018, they gave them 15 years to change all the signs over. And do you know what that made me think about? The sewage system here. Remember how the, they just, the government said you had to do it, and they said we're not doing it, and we're not doing it. I'm telling you right now, that's what's going to happen with the street signs. They're going to sit on it, and they're going to say, we're not doing it, we're not doing it. And then one day they're going to go, oh, well, we can't fix the potholes because we got to spend $40 million changing all the street signs.
Hey, Bob.
Yeah.
I heard something about that street sign, too, that the lettering had to be, like, upper and lowercase.
Yeah, exactly. It's got to be, it can't be all uppercase. And it's a special font that somebody designed. That is supposed, it's the font called Clearview Font.
Bob.
Yes.
Think about it. You know, we the people of Hawaii pay federal taxes, right?
Right.
If they give us static as governor, he should say, okay, if you're going to give us a hard time on that, we're not going to pay any more federal taxes. How's that?
Yeah, I know. But then you know what they say back? You don't pay any federal taxes, we're not going to send you any unemployment welfare money, highway funds. All this money they send back, it's all a Ponzi scheme, George.
Yeah, but we might have more money not paying the federal tax and keeping it and using it for our state.
George, you're preaching to the choir. That's what I say. That's what I try to tell people, but they don't believe me. They go, oh, no, no, how are we going to get the money? Because what they've done is, and you know, our legislatures that go to D.C. vote on this stuff to become law. You know, we send people there to represent us. They're supposed to protect us from stuff like this.
Yeah, right.
Not go along.
Yeah,
but
right.
But you know, but the only other thing I can think of, George, we need to get into the street sign business. Because the paycheck is coming.
That's right. Okay.
Okay, thanks a lot. As always, take care of your car. It'll take care of you. We'll talk to you next week. Aloha.
Phew. Okay, who's next?
Okay, we have Paco from Waikiki.
Hey, Paco.
Aloha, Uncle George.
Aloha.
I'm on my way to the North Shore earlier today, and right there on Leaky Leaky Highway, there was a gas station that's selling ethanol-free gas. What's that about, you know?
Well, you know, there's so much propaganda about the ethanol being the comfort of damaging engines, damaging rubber hoses, fuel tanks, etc., etc.
Mm-hmm.
And all of this is all a bunch of BS.
It's propaganda. That's what I'm thinking. Like, they're just getting people, like, to demonize the ethanol so, you know, you go buy the regular gas and more money for the oil company.
Well, ethanol does give you better gas mileage, and that's why the oil companies don't want the ethanol, because it's a no-brainer. Would you give people more gas mileage so you don't have to sell them gas?
Right.
That's it. Yep. You know, and I have a test bottle with pure 100% ethanol in it, and it's a plastic bottle, and it's got rubber hoses in it, got bolts, nuts, aluminum, fiberglass, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing happening.
Mm. I just hope it's just a fad, not a trend that we're going to see in the future.
Not so smart.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, I just thought I'd let you know, I just saw it. It shocked me because I listen to you all the time. Mm. I take your advice like the gospel and keep up with the work.
Okay, thanks a lot. Aloha. Okay, any takers on the trivia?
No, not so far.
Yeah, everybody's shame when you say, call us back again. I don't know. Give us a call at 296-5467. 296-5467. Okay? And the trivia again? Wanda?
Oh. Okay, it's how many Burger King restaurants were on Oahu in 1984?
Hmm. Okay.
I have a question. You know, if you're driving on the freeway and say a stone hits your windshield, makes a mark in it, and it looks like it's going to crack, what do you do other than changing the whole windshield? Is something you can do?
It depends on where the chip or crack is and how big it is. There is companies that do fix it, but it's not 100% foolproof where you don't see any mark. There is a mark, but it cannot be within the vision of the driver. So if it's not in the vision of the driver, you can have it done, provided it's not a big crack. But if it's a crack, a substantial crack, you need to contact your insurance company. If you don't have insurance, you need to have it replaced and pay for it, or you won't get a safety check. Okay, so who's on the line?
Well, we got the famous Damian Farias on the line.
Hey, dinosaur.
Yes, sir. Hey, wait a minute. Was Earl Char there last night?
Yes, sir.
Well, he's older than me, so he shouldn't call me dinosaur anymore.
Well, we're looking for the other dinosaur. He wasn't there.
Oh, he wasn't?
Yeah, you.
Oh, no, it's because they were sold out and I didn't get back from my trip till last night.
Okay. You missed out, man.
I know. It was good. The one I went to was extremely good fun, too, and that was from 1955.
Mm-hmm. This one was extremely fun. I mean, awesome.
You know, I heard your opening. You were again on Wanda's case for not being there on time. Why don't you go out and buy her a Rolex watch? I hear they have good sales going on now.
Good idea.
I don't think so.
You don't think so?
No.
Okay.
I don't think so. That ain't going to work.
Yeah. You know, you were just talking a few minutes ago about ethanol.
Mm-hmm.
I get all this stuff from Washington, all kind of emails. I understand that I think they're looking at 2018 where they're going to require E85.
Mm-hmm.
Did you hear that?
Yeah.
Okay. And then you remember I told you some time ago we were talking when I went cross country, my 34 Ford.
Mm-hmm.
And I went into Nebraska and everything on the gas pumps was E85 and I was saying, oh my, I don't know if this old car and that small 302 could run on E85. I started averaging 24 miles per gallon. The car never ran any cooler.
Ran good, huh?
Super cool. Yeah, I was even surprised.
Mm-hmm.
And this was about...
Oh, talking about... Before I forget, Damien.
Yeah.
There are a few people, ladies, looking for you last night.
There were?
Yeah.
Oh, maybe it's a good thing they didn't find me, because they might have been surprised.
Yeah. Well, they're from Maui.
Well, they are.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, anyway, just to let you know.
Right. You know, what's his name was calling earlier, talking about our legislators in Washington and about New York and the sign changing. I wonder how many people know that a few years ago, in fact, I think it was the fifth or sixth time it came up in the last 20 years, that we adopt and say that the official language in the U.S. is English. And our legislators, all four of them that represented us in Washington from Hawaii, voted no.
Huh?
They voted no.
Why?
Well, you know, they go to Washington, you think they represent us, they go to Washington to wheel and deal.
Uh-huh.
They go there to become kingmakers, you know, they want to be king.
Uh-huh.
But if anybody doesn't believe that, they can go on the government website and look it up, and it says right there, it says, who voted for, who said yes, who said no, and when I was surprised that our people said no.
Hmm.
So, you know, eventually where we're going in this country, I think, is when you have a stop sign, you're going to have several.
All different language.
All in different languages, because, you know, the Mexicans are getting strong, the Muslims are getting strong, everybody is...
Micronesians.
Yeah. So, you know, and then when you take a driver's license, if you don't speak English, and, you know, there's a lot of immigrants that don't speak English,
mm-hmm.
how do they know if they pass the test? How do they know what the sign means?
Mm-hmm.
They just look into the sign. They don't know what the sign means. They got to
exactly.
Remember the shape of the sign to know what it's supposed to be.
Mm-hmm.
But it's amazing. You know, the thing that keeps amazing me, and we as people that vote, and I, honest to God, have never voted for those people in the past, because I think anybody that serves office for more than 4 years did their duty to the community, and they should let somebody else go try.
That's right.
But the reason I think some of this goes on is because, and I didn't know this, and this can also be verified, once elected, if they serve only 4 years and get defeated, they have lifetime pension, they have lifetime health insurance, there's a whole bunch of stuff that they get for free.
Hmm.
With only serving 4 years.
Then you better run for governor.
And you and I, running our businesses.
We don't get nothing.
We don't get anything. I mean, nothing is lifetime.
Yeah.
That's why all these guys running for political office, because...
they want the retirement.
They want, yeah, exactly. And then did you know that the health care bill that was passed, they were exempt from having to comply with the health bill?
Mm-mm.
Yeah, that's all true. I mean,
People
might be listening. If they don't believe any of this, there are ways...
Check it out. Yeah.
And then you might understand a little bit more when your politician tells you all these promises that they're making, like you said earlier.
You mean all the BS's?
That's exactly right. They're telling the public what they want to hear to get elected, but then they get back to Washington. It's all wheel and
back to normal.
Feeling, right? It's all back to normal. It's been described that Washington, D.C. is a foreign country.
I believe it.
And I've been there many times visiting our congressional people representing the state of Hawaii. And it was amazing to me the first time I went there in 1995.
Hey, Damien.
Yes.
Last night was so crowded at that function. Some people couldn't park.
Oh, I believe that.
Holy moly.
You gotta go park at the zoo parking lot.
Yeah. So,
getting back to Washington, many people must have visited there. What amazed me was the cab drivers were all foreign, and I got in a cab at least 4 times. The guys were wearing turbans.
Hmm?
Wearing turbans.
Really?
Of course.
Hmm.
Now, if you got anybody listening that has experienced that and want to verify that, have a call.
Hmm. Okay.
So, anything else you want to talk about?
Thanks a lot, David.
Okay, George. Yeah.
Aloha.
Okay, we'll be right back with George Nita on Automotive 101.
She's real fine, my 4-9, my 4-0.
to a party, and I remembered what you said. You told me not to drink, Mom, so I had a Sprite instead. I felt proud of myself, the way you said I should. I didn't drink and drive, though some friends said I should. I made a healthy choice, and your advice to me was right. As the party finally ended, and the kids drove out of sight, I got into my car, sure to get home in one piece. I never knew what was coming, Mom, something I expected least. Now I'm lying on the pavement, and I hear the policeman say, that kid that caused this wreck was drunk. Mom, his voice seems so far away. My own blood's all around me, as I try hard not to cry. I can hear the paramedics say, this girl's gonna die. I'm sure that guy had no idea while he was flying high, because he chose to drink and drive. Now I would have to die. So why do people do it, Mom? Knowing that it ruins life, and the pain is cutting me like 100 stabbing knives. Tell my sister don't be afraid, Mom. Tell my daddy to be brave. And when I go to heaven, put daddy's girl on my grave. Someone should have taught him that it's wrong to drink and drive. Maybe if his parents did, I'll still be alive. My breath is getting shorter, Mom. I'm getting really scared. These are my final moments, and I'm so unprepared. I wish that you could hold me, Mom, as I lie here and die. I wish that I could say, I love you, Mom. So I love you, and goodbye.
George Nita wants you to remember, please, don't drink and drive. The life you save may be your own.
If you're having trouble with your car, truck, or SUV and don't know who to trust, call George Nita or his son Todd at Nita's Auto Repair. Whether you need a simple tune-up and oil change, new brakes, or a complete engine or transmission rebuild, Nita's Auto Repair offers fast, reliable, and honest service. And Nita's also specializes in automotive air conditioning service. Nita's Auto Repair is experienced in all makes and models, both foreign and domestic. In business since 1965, Nita's Auto Repair is conveniently located in town at 1316 Kaumuili'i Street. Get it fixed right the first time. Call Nita's Auto Repair at 847-5554. That's 847-5554.
Aloha, I'm Tulsi Gabbard Tamayo. We are facing many challenges, such as improving our economy, fixing our roads and sidewalks, and making sure we get real results. Having served as a state legislator, in the military, and in Washington, I'm committed to working hard and getting real results. We need experienced leaders who will always put service ahead of self-interest. I'm Tulsi Gabbard Tamayo, and I humbly ask for your vote for Honolulu City Council. Mahalo.
Paid for by Friends of Tulsi, 55 South Kukui Street, 2510, Honolulu, Hawaii, 96813.
Welcome back to Hawaiian Automotive 101 with George Nita. If you have a question for George, call the Hawaiian Automotive 101 hotline at 296-5467. If you'd like to email your question to George or just listen to the show live on your computer, log on to our website at www.georgenitta.com. And now, here's George.
Okay, we're back rolling along. And who's on the phone?
We have Jess from Waikiki.
Hi, Jess.
Hey, George. How are you?
Okay.
Good. Aloha. I bought that 68 Fury last week.
Mm-hmm.
And I wanted to ask you about breaking in a newer engine.
What do you mean?
I seem to remember from the 70s, if you got a new engine that you couldn't just bring it out, fire it up on the freeway right away. You had to kind of gradually break it in. Is that...
No, that's dinosaur obsolete.
Okay.
Just go for it.
I will. And I got a trivia answer for you.
Okay.
I'm going to go with 5 Burger Kings.
Call us back in.
Yeah, I knew she's going to say that. Thanks for trying.
Mahalo, George.
Aloha. Okay, electronic rustproofing. We are now doing the electronic rustproofing. Okay, so, and also on the island of Kauai, you can call Harvey Maeda. He also has that same electronic rustproofer. It's excellent. It's really good. It's the only one that I recommend. Okay? Give Harvey a call at 245-6523. And if I'm not mistaken, Harvey also has or will have the Amsoil products. Okay? So give Harvey a call at 245-6523 on Kauai. And if you're on Oahu, we have that fantastic electronic rust proofer now in stock. And for those of you on the other islands, if you'd like, you can give us a call and we'll send it to you. Okay? So,
if they call you from, say, Maui or Big Island and they want one, you send it to them, is it easy to install?
It's very easy to install. Okay? Even the women can do it. It's just simple. It's like sticking on a sticker. No problem. And it's the best rust-proofing device we have ever come across. Just go ask Harvey. He'll tell you. Okay? Give us a call at 296-5467. 296-5467. I'm really curious to find out how many pictures George Wai'ali'ali's camera could take.
What happened to him this morning or this afternoon?
He's probably zeezing yet.
I don't get no calls from George of the Jungle.
I know. He's probably zeezing. But he was walking around with his camera about a little over his waist and he's just snapping away. And I'm thinking, how many pictures can that camera take?
I think it's thousands because he probably has like 4 gigs in that memory.
Oh, wow. Anyway, if you didn't make it to that Nifty 50s bash, oh, man, you missed it. I know lots of people didn't make it. They tried to get in late, and they were turned down. But it was really something, a lot of fun. Got to see a lot of old friends from way out of the past, dinosaurs, like Damien. And the chief dinosaur was there, Earl Char. And it was fun. It was just awesome. Good fun. So, watch for next year. Anyway, try the trivia or give us a call if you have a question or whatever. 296-5467. This show is about everything. You know, we don't just hang with one subject. It's about anything. Paint, tires, lug nuts, whatever. Okay? Even bird droppings. You name it. We got it. Talking about that, Earl told a joke on our table and, oh, the ladies just fell off the chairs laughing. Anyway. Can't say it on the air, so you go figure. Cover your VIN numbers with a piece of black paper. If you don't have black paper, put black tape on a piece of a business card and slide it between the windshield and your dash. Don't put it on the outside. Put it on the inside. Okay? Free safety check. Free safety checks for seniors only. You have to be 65 and older, and we give free safety checks. Okay? There's a candidate that was running for mayor that was pushing for electric cars. Electric cars is being pushed more by oil companies, folks, because it won't work. It's not safe. And the battery has 500 to 600 plus volts. Open the hood and take a look. They have big lettering. Caution. High voltage. Okay? So, anyway, who's on the line?
We have Sharon from Leeward Side.
Hi, Darren.
Sharon.
Garen.
Sharon.
Sharon.
Yes.
Okay.
Do you know that Long says that mothballs on sale?
Yeah, this week. Yeah, today is the last day.
Yeah, for $3.99.
Oh, I better run down there and get some ethanol. I like ethanol better.
So you have for us to buy?
Huh?
Do you have for us to buy?
Ethanol?
Yeah.
Little bit.
Okay.
So if you can't get it, then just get the mothballs.
Yeah. Well, our ethanol should be coming in soon.
Okay.
Okay?
And, but you said only 10% of the can be ethanol, right?
No. You can go up to 30.
On some, a regular car? Not
yeah.
a flex car?
Nope. We're finding more and more people are going higher and higher percentage and getting better and better results.
Oh, wow.
Interesting.
Oh.
This one guy, Steve Mix, he has a Celine, one of those expensive Mustangs. He went and experimented. First time he filled, he put 2 gallons. Second time he had to fill up, he put 3 gallons. Third time, every time he went up 1 gallon. And now he's up to 100% and the car accepted. It's still running. It runs great.
How old a car is that?
2002.
And non-flex?
Yep.
Regular?
Regular.
And 100%?
Yep.
Wow.
He loves it.
Oh, that's even better.
Yeah, so it's something he tried that he put, every time he had to fill gas, he put more ethanol and more ethanol and more ethanol. Pretty soon he came up to 100%.
So he's buying it from you then, 100%?
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Because Damien was just saying in a few years it's going to be 85%.
Yeah, but it's not really. It's labeled 85, but I've tested the ones on the mainland that's labeled E85, at most E60. Mm-hmm. So it's...
fraudulence.
Yep.
But I want to make a guess.
Okay.
14.
Is that a correct number? Wanda?
Yes. What was her answer?
1, 4.
14. Yeah, that's correct.
Wow, you won the trivia now. Oh, wow, congratulations. Hang on the line and give Wanda your information.
Oh, you know, I called, I was calling around for the Amsoil.
Mm-hmm.
Napa said, try Ron's Performance Center.
Mm-hmm.
And he said also Chuck's Corvette has it.
Mm-hmm.
So only 2 places?
I think a lot more than that, but you can call Mario and he can tell you where to find it.
Mario, it's what number?
Let me see. If you listen to the commercial, it's on the commercial, but I cannot remember his number. He's that's one number I cannot remember because he refuses to come on the radio.
And what kind of commercial is that?
Amsoil commercial.
Okay.
Mario's number is 497-7739.
497-7739.
Right.
Okay.
Okay?
Thank you very much.
Okay.
Hold on, Sharon.
Okay. Who's next?
Yeah, now we got George of the Jungle on the line.
Hey, you finally got up.
Oh, I was in Wahiawa this morning.
Yeah, right.
Right. got up at 5:30, trekked out to Wahiawa to help my friend Marcus Oshiro with
okay.
his campaign.
Okay.
Okay, and then I came home, and tonight we're having our class reunion, class of 1965,
mm-hmm.
McKinley High School,
mm-hmm.
at Sam Choice. So I had to get a few things ready, and in fact, a few guys at the last minute caught me up. Can we come?
Sure.
Yeah, you know, we always can find a way.
Yeah.
But last night was great.
Yeah, it was
700
great.
People, the legends of drag were there, Madman Sato, Earl Safari Cha. I mean, even Earl got on a dance floor, and George got on a dance floor.
The dinosaurs fell down.
Dinosaurs. Actually, I know why Earl and you got on a dance floor.
Why?
You guys were trying to measure the dance floor, see if you guys could drag race on a dance floor.
How you knew that?
I saw you carrying that damn tape, that's why.
Yeah.
But we had a wonderful time.
Oh, yeah, it was a blast.
Oh, everybody enjoyed themselves. We had guys in wheelchairs.
Oh, yeah.
I was looking for oxygen tanks.
That's funny you say that, because that's exactly what Earl said to the ladies on our table. He forgot to bring oxygen tanks for them.
I mean, this guy is 77 years old, and I mean, I wish I looked as good as him at 77.
Yeah.
You know, and you know, he got on a dance floor. We got Tom Moffat, was it? Tom must be Tom. I think. Let me see. Yeah,
90.
Tom probably close to 80.
Oh. Okay.
Right over there. But, you know, there were about 700 people there, and everybody enjoyed themselves. I mean, for $55, where can you go?
That's right.
Have a first-class meal.
The food was fantastic.
Oh, hey, that butterfish was something
else. Oh, it was so fantastic.
Yeah. And the music was great. I mean, the place was dressed to the hilt. We even had some ladies show up in their 50s outfits, and we hope, if we do it next year, we hope more people will come dressed to the hill.
Yeah, but you know, you guys, you guys had all that 50s type hairdo on and all that. We couldn't recognize you guys.
I know, you couldn't recognize me at first. You thought I came from Tokyo or something like that.
Yeah.
Hey, George, you need to say those ladies fit in their 50s clothes.
No. What I said was that they dressed in 50s clothes. They probably made it for the event.
Okay.
And there were, you know, pink, they had these poodle, pink poodle skirts with a little poodle on it, oxverts and all of that.
Oh.
I mean, it was wild. I mean, you know, a lot of people enjoyed it. A lot of people got their pictures taken. And, you know, everybody really enjoyed themselves out there. I had a couple of my army buddies came. And they hadn't seen each other in 40 years since they got back from Vietnam. So when one of them was there, I told them, the other one is sitting over there. And then they went had a little mini reunion right there. And it was really nice.
All over was like that.
We had people all the way from Pennsylvania, Florida. We had a group, people were grouped by high schools. And one high school was called Frankfurt because some of the guys came from Frankfurt, Germany.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Was unbelievable. Yeah.
Was awesome, yeah.
But, George, I want to thank you very much for all your help, because if it wasn't for you, we wouldn't have been successful.
Nah.
Yeah.
Was going to be successful, because it's better and better every year.
Well, it takes all the people working hard. In fact, some of the people came up to us. They wanted us to do it twice a year.
I know, so I heard
crazy.
That.
I says, we got
you're
a,
crazy.
We got a hard enough time doing once a year.
I know. Ed, this one was better than last year, George.
Oh, yeah.
It's getting better and better.
Well, you know, we've got a good group of people that work together, pull together, and like I told them, you guys are like the Miami Dolphins of 1972. No names, you know, no stars. Everybody just pulls together and does their portion. Like I always say, you know, they play their position. Everybody knows what to do and takes care of their part of the event. And we get along really well, and everybody enjoys it, you know. And we were very successful last night. I mean, you know, Tom Moffat came and really enjoyed himself out there.
Yeah, even Carol Kai.
Yeah, and her and Eddie, you know, I was there, and they enjoyed themselves. And Carol just kept looking at my hairdo.
Yeah, everybody did.
Hey, again, George, thank you very much for the help.
No, thank you.
We'll be seeing you next year, okay?
Okay.
Aloha.
Aloha.
Okay, with that, we have to go to a break. We'll be right back on Automotive 101 with George Nita.
Are you looking for a new car or a used car? I would recommend calling Maui Toyota. Everything can be done on the phone, folks. And they're the only independent Toyota dealership in the state of Hawaii. So you get better prices. You can call them direct at 537-4447. That's 537-4447. And everything is done on the phone, so you don't have to go there. You just call them and they set it all up. Talk to DJ or Damien Sr., either one. I highly recommend them. Give them a try. The best dealer in the state for Toyotas. 537-4447. Remember now, talk to DJ or
Damien Sr.
You've probably heard that the best oil for your car is synthetic. But did you know that most so-called synthetic oils are not 100% synthetic? In 1972, AMSOIL was the first 100% synthetic oil to be approved by the American Petroleum Institute. AMSOIL offers a complete line of 100% synthetic products to reduce wear on vital engine parts and keep your vehicle running for thousands of extra miles. You spend lots of money to buy your car. Shouldn't you use the best products to protect it? For an AMSOIL dealer near you, call Mario Yano at 497-7739. That's 497-7739.
You have to be doing something right if you've been in business for over 30 years. Auto Tech Service Center is in town, right off Dillingham Boulevard. If you have dents, need body work, and don't know where to go, call Auto Tech Service Center now at 841-5851. That's 841-5851. Auto Tech Service Center, 841-5851.
Okay, we're back rolling again, and who do we have?
We have Darren from Mililani.
Hi, Darren.
I think I got a quick question for you, hopefully. You know, I just got the tail end of you mentioning, you know, going with lower weight motor oils.
Mm-hmm.
Does that also apply to your rear end differential oil, or grease, or oil, excuse me?
I'm experimenting with that now.
Ah.
I got a van that I'm using the 020. AMSOIL motor oil.
Oh, using a motor oil in the gear, in that
differential. Yep.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Okay. Okay. So that's like way thinner than any.
Oh yeah.
Conventional grease right now. Oh my goodness. Okay. Okay. So I guess you'll be reporting back with your findings on that then.
Right.
Okay. Okay.
Okay.
All right. Very good. Thank you, George.
Thanks for calling.
Okay.
Okay. So anyway, yeah, we've been playing with that because. It's a no-brainer. Think about all these Toyotas, Hondas, Nissans with front-wheel drive. The automatic trans is thin oil, and the differential is in the automatic trans, and it's running okay. In fact, a lot of racers on the mainland are running automatic transmission oils in the differentials. Now, I thought, motor oil is a lot more slippery than transmission oil, so that's what I'm using. Anyway, if you didn't make it to the Nifty 50s bash, too bad. You missed out. Good food, lots of good old friends. I'd like to thank all the callers for calling in that made the show. Lots of fun to hear from people. And try to drive carefully, folks. And keep Hawaii as old as we can, because Hawaii is a special place in this world. And take care of each other and try to look at the positive side of life. Drive safely until next week. Aloha.
And opinions expressed in a preceding program do not necessarily reflect those of the staff and management of AM 690 KHNR.